Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, November 26, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? Department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just want to remind everybody that the rural resident fall cleanup ends December the 7th, so it's still continuing. So if anybody wants to do any cleanup during the holiday weekend and get rid of it by next, the following week, it's still available.
Sounds like the weather will be nice for it.
Yeah.
Call it for Dan Belford. No.
Thank you, Terry. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
We're busy.
I see that. Looks like you're holding your own, though.
I like to think so. Next week, we have possibly an attempted murder case going and a couple of drug cases, and then hopefully we'll be done at least for this year. Our other homicide cases are all going to be shifted to the, after the first of the year, so we'll be busy for a while. Our new guys are really picking up the slack and getting their feet in and doing really, really well in associate court. So that's helping alleviate some of the pressure of us trying to keep up with two different courtrooms. They're both doing, Chris has been here a while. He's really stepped up and taken on some extra duties. He's also assisting me with one of the homicides. And then Mike, our new guy, is, we're just hitting the ground running, and he's a ball of fire. We're all kind of jealous of his energy, but we give him a couple years. We'll slow it down. and then Kathy has been working on, Kathy Beardit, Haley and I have been working on how to revise our policy regarding what files we keep. And we think we should be able to maybe do some clean out of the various storage areas, which I'm sure will make everyone happy. And then we're also starting to explore our getting a new data management system, going from judicial dialogue to a cloud-based system. They had a meeting while I was in court yesterday with one, and we're meeting with Colin today on one, so we're just going to kind of explore what's out there, but we're hoping to go to a cloud-based system maybe sometime next year so we can start really eliminating paper all the way around so we can clean out the old stuff and really not be necessarily contributing a lot of new. So that's what we're doing. Staying busy.
You must be a good hire if you got good judges. Or a good job. Whatever you are.
Pat Jackson always told me the best thing you can do is surround yourself with good people. So, and that I've done. At least I like to think so. They make my job a lot easier.
That's why you're set with Mike Johnston, then?
Pardon?
That's why you're set with Mike.
Thank you, Lisa. Mike Johnston, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Well, we're busy keeping Lisa busy. So, other than that, it's another day. We keep moving on, and we are very busy and got a lot of things cooking still. So, it's good to be busy in a lot of ways.
How's your luckiest deputy getting along?
We're all good. It's kind of nice to have that behind us. So, there's two things, of course, we're talking about the officer involved, and then, of course, Clint. Clint's doing well, up and moving, and quite honestly, I'd probably look for him to be back to work in a couple weeks to get out, you know, get out of the house and get back to have administrative duties, obviously. But I wouldn't doubt to see him back pretty soon. So we've been, you know, been very fortunate here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, my daughter saw him up in Costco, I think.
Yep.
And she says, "Clint," he turned around and looked to Maria. Yeah, and said, "I thought you were in bad shape." And now he says, "I'm the luckiest guy going."
Yeah, I called him yesterday to see how he was doing. He was up in Coralville shopping with Susie, so
yeah.
I said, "Good for you." So it was good to see him. He was out and about. I think he was getting a little stir crazy sitting at home. So, but I look forward to be back in a couple weeks, probably after Thanksgiving. I would just no doubt be back at least, you know, doing some administrative duties, those kind of things.
Sounds like the arm was pretty messed up.
Yeah, that was a very bad accident, and you know, we feel very lucky to still have him. Not many people get involved in an accident with a semi and are able to survive it. But it kind of goes back to the vehicles we drive to, bigger vehicles, safer vehicles. And of course, we got him, you know, good medical treatment right away and flew to Iowa City. But it all worked out for us. You know, we're very happy about that. So.
Well, when you look at that vehicle, you would have thought, my
yep.
word,
yep.
that's a bad deal.
Yep. I was a little disappointed about that. I drove that car for 7 years, and he had it for like 3 weeks, and he wrecked it, so.
He ran all the muck out.
It's like, they even detailed it for him, and it all cleaned up and shined. It's like, what the? But.
Well, you got a new project.
Yeah.
Back up again.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we got to figure out how to replace that car. So, anyway, that's all I got. Thanks.
You know, with everything going on through the county and court system, that I don't think you people get thanked enough for what you're doing on an everyday life. I'd like to thank you myself.
Well, thanks, Jim. Yeah. Yeah, I tell folks it's the thanks are very nice and we do appreciate them, but it's what we do, you know, and some people don't understand that every day we come to work and that's what we don't expect to get involved in stuff like that, but that's what we do. And we're there to protect the public and do the best job we can. Some days are a little more dangerous than others.
Well, they've had your share of it, I'll
yep.
tell you that. Yes.
And the public is very proud of you guys.
Yeah.
And thanks for that. Yeah.
You've
yeah.
just done amazing things. And
it's nice to read the paper and see you took some more scum off the
yep.
streets.
Yeah, and those things are, you know, take time. A lot of times we talk about this big operation and it takes a lot of coordination between, you know, prosecutors and law enforcement and you know, judges and right down the line. It's a lot of work, but we're trying to make the place of Burlington a better place to live right now. And doing these kind of things sends a message that, you know, we're tired of it and that we're going to do something about it, and they need to take their business elsewhere because, you know, we've had it. We've had enough of it.
I think about 40,000 people in Des Moines County agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Sick of it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sheriff. Krista Pogelmiller, Local Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We have a CNA position that we're trying to fill. We kind of retired last week, so that's all we've got going on.
Thank you. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. Well, first, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hope you guys all have a wonderful holiday season. So for us, we're just, yeah, we're keeping busy. I moved all my trainings from this week into last week, so we made sure we caught everyone before they took off for the holiday season. And I don't know if we'll do that again because it got a little crazy, but it worked out. Everyone got their training. We started our new trainings this year or this month with one-on-one with the West Burlington also. So everything went well with them and kind of got things set up, and so just keeping going. I am very thankful for Clint being okay. I think that's probably going in the holiday season, probably one of the things I'm most thankful for, because we didn't have to say goodbye to a friend over the holidays. So that's all I got.
Thanks, Angie. Janone Ellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy as usual. I don't have nothing new to report.
Okay. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy. Don't really got anything new to report. So.
Ryan Clark.
Colin, excuse me, Mr. Chairman. May I talk to Colin?
Feel free.
I had a landfill meeting.
Huh?
At the county dome. Dan was saying. Anyway, I didn't get the email.
Okay.
And it's, I found it in junk. She told me it's looking junk because Tom had found his in junk. How do you stop that?
If you can right click, I can show you here in a little bit, but you can right click the mail and set it to save, and then it won't go in the junk email. So.
You have to show me that too. I've got another, Cobco sends me emails that go to junk.
It goes off like the way it determines whether it goes to like a junk email or your inbox, it goes off a score system. So every, you know, little thing like no header, no email subject, background, HTML, stuff like that, gives it a score. And once it hits a certain score, it decides, yeah, this is probably junk, and throws it into your junk email. So, but you can set it so it won't go to your junk, it just goes to your inbox. So. Thanks, sir.
Kind of ironic that the junk department goes to junk.
That's it. Brian Carter, secondary road. Thank you, Colin. Brian Carter, secondary road.
You're probably better off just doing it. Went to a pre-con last week for the DOT. It's really just for a portion of their four-lane project. It wasn't for the whole thing, but for a box culvert that they're going to build over the wintertime. So a little, I guess a little heads up that sometime in December there could be some construction starting in that area.
Where's that?
I don't have the plans for it. I thought the pre-con was for the whole thing, to be honest with you. The meeting invite wasn't the clearest that I've ever seen. But I think it's midway up where you can, they kind of stop, the construction on the west side almost dives into a hole. And on the east side, there's a pretty deep channel. And I think there's a box culvert that they're building through there. But anyway, they have their regular pre-con in March sometime is what they were saying, but they don't have a date for it at this point. So, but I did finally get my hands on some plans, and most of the work is just the basic mainline stuff. It's and connecting some roads that they're going to be crossing and stuff like that. It's not a lot of the more intricate, detailed of crossing over and stuff like that. So, so that's coming along, and then sometime going forward, I got a spot in the county where the county probably 50 years ago, I don't remember what the day was on it, bought 3.5 acres of right of way, bought a fee title, which is rare. Normally we just buy easement. And I've had an adjacent landowner ask for the county to transfer some of that back to his ownership, or however you want to look at it. He didn't own it originally. Normally in easements, we just do a road vacation, but that reverts back to the original underlying title holder. In this case, the county bought title. So it's a little different animal. I've been doing research. I worked with Todd to make sure that I was following the code, and we're past that. We've complied with some of those sections we had to comply with. And so now it's more of a, I talked to the DOT, so now it's more of just a county policy or how we want to approach it process. So we'll have a work session. I'll kind of get you up to date on it. I have some ideas. I don't think it's rocket science or anything, but I want to make sure you guys are comfortable with how we're going to move forward with it. So we'll maybe take a look at that sometime and work on how you want to approach it.
Thanks, Brian. Pure glass, land use.
Nothing particularly noteworthy. We haven't had a lot of new subdivisions lately, but it's given us some time to get started on looking into the ordinance updates, which we'll be working on over the next couple of months. We have one agenda item for today, and that's all I have to report today.
Thanks, Jared. Miss anybody? Correspondence. Seeing none here, we proceed to discussion and vote. We have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee Great Medical Center Christmas party at the Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve. Second.
Sheriff, you think it's safe to have all those doctors?
I haven't been invited, so it might be a problem.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have a resolution and final plat for the Wall Jasper Rolfs subdivision.
This is a one lot minor subdivision located in Pleasant Grove Township. It's involves one lot with a total of 5.63 acres on the north side of Pleasant Grove Road. So the basic purpose of this subdivision is to take a existing residence and split it off from the surrounding farm ground, which is about 35 acres. So this is a house that was actually constructed in the last couple of years. In fact, in the aerial photo version that we had sent out from GIS, it actually has, you can see the foundation for the house is in place. So construction had just begun at the time. There will be a shared easement between lot one of this subdivision and the surrounding farm ground, which is currently owned by extended family members. So in terms of comments received from the county engineer, new lot and adjacent property to the west must continue sharing existing entrance, and that's pretty much consistent with what we have on the plat here. Like I said, there's a 20-foot wide easement. There you can see there's an existing building on that farm property just to the west. So that would be used for both the farm property and the residence. We also received a comment from the health department, approved on condition that subdividers clarify the filter system drain is on the property with 10 feet between the end of the drain and the property line. If not, then an appropriate easement should be created and recorded. So we had sufficient time to work with the surveyor who checked and determined that the drain does in fact go onto a portion of the neighboring property. So you can see in the latest version of the plat you have before you that that 20-foot easement has been added. You can see it kind of sticks out the west side of the property. So that has been satisfied the county sanitarian's concerns there. So with that, I recommend approval of Wall Jasper Rolfe subdivision as submitted.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Roper.
Yes. We'll sign these
Thank
after
you.
The meeting, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, Jared. We have personnel actions. We have one personnel action for the auditor's office. Angie Pates, clerk two. Unpaid days, scheduled vacation days prior to appointment. November 25th, 2.5 hours. November 26th and 27th, 15 hours. And December 6th, 7.5 hours.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have two personnel actions for the Correctional Center. We have Alexis Abney, full-time correctional officer, 24.75 hours of unpaid time. And Curtis Kenny, full-time correctional officer, 41.25 hours of unpaid time.
Move to approve.
Terry?
Who motioned first?
I was going to let you sort that out.
Bob.
Okay, I heard Bob. I didn't hear anything from Jim. So you're going to second?
Yeah,
I'll second.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Reports, we have the sheriff's monthly report from October 2019, and we have the jail statistics for October 2019. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of November 19th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business?
Noisy, isn't he? I can't hear over there.
Any other business, Robert?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I attended a landfill meeting out at the county dump. Excuse me, early childhood meeting. We had a presentation from the NEST. The NEST is going to be moving here after the first year. They're going to go out to Core School. That will be on the bus route, so we're hoping that that will help some of the parents that don't have transportation to be able to come out to some of the meetings. And you know, if we get the parents involved, then the kids involved. So we'll just see how that works. So that's, I'll give you an update when they do.
Good luck. I attended a city-county health insurance board meeting, and we went over the financial audit and the claims reviews. They did add another chiropractor to the Blue Choice Network. I know they've been trying to expand that network, and there's hopes that they will be able to continue to expand that, but they did add another chiropractor in the last, Shannon Rife, I believe. Anyway, that's the only meeting I had.
I had an email from some guy in Henry County that does has a committee for.
Oh, CIT.
Yes, you go to that.
I go to that. I see he invited everybody and their brother. I don't think we want every board of supervisors in all eight counties to converge without an agenda in the paper.
I would never write an article about you guys going to a meeting without posting something.
It's the crisis intervention training that they've got law enforcement. Jayler's emergency response personnel going through this, and for some reason he's invited everybody to a meeting. Anyway, and I see. So I think he's probably invited every board of supervisor member from several counties. So
that's what anyway,
yeah, I saw it came there. Anyway, that's what it is. You're certainly welcome to attend it. But if either of you guys decide to attend it, tell Terry.
I'm not going to attend. I just figured it was something on yours.
When
I read the email, it was just about like you explained it.
Hopefully
the cops are there that count.
Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board? Please rise and give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, I would like to wish you one and all a wonderful Thanksgiving, great holiday weekend, and with an eye, we're adjourned.
Aye. Over the river and through the